Yes, it's time for another Breakfast Club from the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. And a man that watches his waist, John Boggs.
Oh, I got so many lines to come back on that, but I'm not going to. It is Breakfast Club time at the Ponderosa Steakhouse. The sun's just coming up in the east. It's going to be a beautiful day. And here we are in East Central Indiana. We have with us this morning Vicki Tagg, Executive Director of the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, and Richard Crist, Executive Director of Lead ECI. And we're going to find out a little bit about more about that in a minute, but let's start out with Vicki.
Well, thank you, John. And first of all, I do want to say that when the weather's beautiful, the Chamber of Commerce takes credit for that. So it is going to be a beautiful day in Jay County. The sunrise is just going to be awesome. But we are here this morning to talk a little bit about leadership training for the residents of Jay County. And I'm really glad that Richard is here to really talk about this training this morning. But what I wanted to do was just tell the listeners a bit about the rich history of leadership training that has been offered here in Jay County in the past and why we are so excited about this new opportunity for training. Actually, leadership training in Jay County began in 1989 under what was then the former Portland Chamber of Commerce. There was a group of businessmen who got together, and you know, after much discussion about the need for training future leaders, current and future leaders for Jay County, and they met several times and with several other leadership training operations, and finally put together the curriculum for the Jay County Leadership Academy. And the first graduating class of that academy was in 1990. So there certainly has been a rich history of that. I'm not really sure how many individuals ended up going through that training, but in that amount of time, there were usually roughly 25 people in each Leadership Academy class. So that really adds
up. Was that annually then?
That was an annual event, okay. Right? And it was under the affiliation of the then Portland Chamber and then the Jay County Chamber as we merged. So we have had a rich history of leadership training here in Jay County, and I believe that the last leadership training class graduated in 2006.
Okay.
And at that time, our board of directors decided that it was really important to continue that. But boards of directors of the leadership academy, they were having a little bit of trouble getting people to give some leadership to that. So you would think that wouldn't happen after all the leadership training, but it you know, it does take quite a commitment. So.
Sure.
It kind of went back to the drawing board. The new organization went through strategic planning and decided that this was really going to be a high priority for the Chamber of Commerce going forward. So ultimately, we ended up having some preliminary conversations with Richard and Cindy Cash at John Jay Center for Learning, Doug Inman at the Portland Foundation, and the synergy just kind of all came together, and now we are able to offer this new leadership training. And I'll tell you, I'm going to just let Richard talk about it because it's a great opportunity.
I do want to make a point. It sounds like the Chamber had it going on an annual basis, then dropped the ball. But it's not so much the case as there was also the emergence of the John Jay Center. And who's responsible in the community for offering these types of courses? And I think as we discussed earlier this year, there's kind of become an agreement between you and the John Jay Center the Chamber and the John Jay Center on what kind of offerings the Chamber's going to have versus what the John Jay Center is. And they've kind of entered into this now, too. So that kind of, and the classes, as I understand, are going to be at the John Jay Center for Portland.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. It's a wonderful partnership between the Chamber and John Jay. And as obviously, the Chamber still offers some short-term training seminars, those kinds of efforts. But we are certainly happy to be partnering with John Jay, because we're working together so that we're not duplicating effort there.
Okay. Richard, as we start off here, tell us about Lead ECI. I have to admit that I'm not familiar with the organization, but after looking over all your information, it's astounding how large and how complex you have, how much you have to offer.
Well, I appreciate being here and certainly talking with your listeners here in Jay County, being here with Vicki. The organization is a nonprofit leadership institute, and it's designed to serve all of East Central Indiana. We are based out of Muncie. We work out of the Innovation Connector there in Muncie. Mm-hmm. Have a good partnership with them. But our efforts serve all of, an 8 or 9 county East Central Indiana area. And we're thrilled to be, talking with organizations like the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, the John Jay Center for Learning, et cetera. And Cindy Cash at the John Jay Center participated in this particular leadership program last year, came to Muncie for that. And since that time, we've been talking about how we can partner together to bring additional programming to the John Jay Center. Mm-hmm. And I met with Vicki a couple years ago, and so it has been a work in process, and it's been just a great coming together and demonstration of leadership, really, mm-hmm. Of identifying what the community needs and how we can work together to bring some important programming and leadership development to all the folks here in Jay County area.
Well, Richard, when was Lead ECI organized, and how did it come about?
Really, it started back in 2006.
Okay.
A group of people, really started asking the question, what are we doing as a region, what are we doing as communities to be intentional about developing future leaders?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a simple answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that effort, programming was developed. The organization was really, has come up to speed in the last several years. And today we have 6 different unique targeted leadership development programs. Some are our core program we're going to talk about today is Emergence. It's an 8-week program. We have all the way down to half-day programs. Just mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, we did a 4-hour session on leading multi-generational teams, mm-hmm. and the challenges and the excitement and the energy around how do you lead an organization that has workers and employees from 4 different generations all in the workplace today.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's ways to leverage that, but there's also challenges with that. So that was an outstanding workshop. So we have a number of things that we're doing to try to meet the needs of organizations, both for-profit and not-for-profit, in all of East Central Indiana.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's get a little bit more into Emergence. But right now we need to go back to Jeff and pay a couple bills. We'll talk about Emergence, the program that's going to be starting here, April 4th?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Jeff, right back to you for now.